Hiya, folks. It's Lay Rooster here, coming to you from the Hen House. Thanks for tuning in to check out one of my podcasts. Wanted to give you just a little information about these. A lot of these podcasts are coming from my YouTube videos and some of my Twitch streams where we've done them live with audio and video, of course. But a lot of the videos, particularly the ones that I'm bringing here to you with podcasts, are really well suited for the podcast and the audio spectrum because they're mainly a lot of talking and description and discussion and explanation. There are occasionally some times where I'm pointing out maybe something in a graphic or an infographic, but I usually try to explain those verbally as well. But if you're interested, please help out and check out the YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube as where I am Lay Rooster. Just one word, Lay, L-E-R-O-O-S-T-E-R, Lay Rooster on YouTube. Subscribes there, help me out a ton. And you can also catch out the live streams where we're playing the games and talking about some of this stuff on Twitch TV. That's twitch.tv/Lay, L-E underscore Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. Don't forget the underscore there or else you won't be able to find me on Twitch. Anyway, I look forward for you finding me there. And there are options below with links to support me and to find me on YouTube, Discord, and Twitch. As well as I appreciate your subscriptions and support of this podcast and all of my content creation. So thanks a lot and cock-a-doodle-doo. This just in from an owl this morning. Dragonologist delight. Here there be dragons again. Woohoo. That's right, chickadees. I'm Lay Rooster and I'm channeling Dumbledore and you're in the Hen House for some Harry Potter Wizards Unite news. Thanks a lot for being here and let's get into this thing about the new Dragonologist delight event. Let's go take a look. Get so wands ready, and we're going to break it down and talk about how to be successful and how to go through it and complete it in the best way possible and take advantage of any synergies that are out there. All right, but before we do, make sure you like this video. Give it a thumbs up. Let me control my magic microphone that keeps going up and down. Okay, but give us a thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe to my channel so you know when the next time I give you some breaking Harry Potter Wizards Unite news as well as other games that I cover. And put some comments down below about things you want to see for Harry Potter as well. Let's get into it. Off to another screen. Here we are. So we've got the Dragonologist Delight. All right, this is starting tomorrow, July 2nd at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Timer going off, doesn't need to be. All right, and it is going to last. We're going to get a whole week for that. And it's going to end on July 8th at 11 a.m. Pacific time everywhere as well. So that'll be good. We're going to have a lot of time with these dragons, and that's going to be really helpful for us, especially for leveling and prestiging. We haven't had a lot of opportunities to get these dragons or these dragon eggs. The last main time was around this time last year. And so it is coming back, and we got a good bit of time for it. So mark your calendars and be ready. All right. So some of the things, the featured fanables, they're going to be boosted. We want to look at this, especially based on what was happening with the latest event, the previous event that just ended. The dragons themselves are going to be boosted on the map and using tonic for trace detection. So you won't have to use the tonics, but of course it would be great to have extra if you're not seeing as many. I know a lot of different things like the magic self-playing harp from a recent event was supposedly boosted on the map, but I'll be darned if me or Mrs. Rooster could barely find it. Mrs. Rooster barely finished the event, and I didn't even get that far just because things were not showing that great. So, but I expect these dragons will be there pretty much in force. So we'll have the Chinese Fireball, the Antipodean Opali, the Common Welsh Green, and the Peruvian Viper Tooth. So we'll be getting a lot of those nice books, a lot of good XP, and, you know, for wizarding XP and everything. So to advance leveling, this will be a good time to stockpile on Berufio's Brain Elixirs so that you can boost those because it's going to be easy to catch these things. You're not going to need Donald Drafts and things like that because they don't run away. We just need to use energy and wear them down. So this could be really nice. Okay. Also, again, we're going to have the 1 kilometer port keys, the red, the opalescent, the green, and the blue, giving the different respective dragon eggs. We'll look at the registry in a minute and kind of look at those too. So those are going to fire off. So you'll have to pay attention to which ones you need and focus there, unless you need them all. All right. This is also another key place where you're going to need keys. So if you've been stockpiling your keys, that's great. If you also are willing to spend some to get those silver keys, that can really progress you to unlock a lot of these as well. So let's see. Now they got a special note on the global challenge. So this is new for us. Look. Hello, my friends. Friends from Pokemon visit me in Dumbledore's office all the time. You should too. Let's see. Come check us out on Twitch streams where we play Pokemon community game. All right. Global challenge. During the Dragonologist Delight event, there will be an additional challenge for players. If players are able to collect 5 million dragon eggs, they will unlock reduced brew times for healing, wit sharpening, and all Extimulo potions during July Community Day. That's pretty good because it does expand to the healing potions, wit sharpening, and all the extimulos. That's 5 different potions, and that probably covers something that everyone's interested in, for sure. Said, if achieved, there will be a 25% base reduction or 50% total reduction with the master notes in use, and good luck. So we got a nice challenge. We can come together as a community. It is Harry Potter Wizards Unite, not Wizards Divide. So we do want to come together and work together on some of these things. That is the spirit of this game and something that I think sets it apart and makes it special. All right, so the guaranteed foundable fragments. Again, this microphone is magic, and it is trying to levitate. No leviosa. No levinosa. That's right. Let me get the wand. Levinosa. Here we go. Hopefully Hermione heard that correctly. Guaranteed foundable fragment. If you complete your wizarding challenges in Forest Chamber 4, so all the way up there in Forest Chamber 4, where you do get some decent XP, but it does take some time and some resources, you're going to be able to get guaranteed foundables in all of the different available runestones, so whichever one you want. So this will be a great place to work on some of those pages you need in your registry in general. We've been seeing this a lot more in the Forest Chamber 4s. The rewards will be, there'll be increased wizarding XP from the challenges, spell energy dropped, and increased challenge XP as well. So pretty cool. Let's look at the tasks that we have on hand. Let me make that a little bigger for us. All right. So pick up 15 ingredients or portmanteaus from the map. Get a silver key. That shouldn't be too hard because we're going to be picking up a whole lot of portmanteaus for those dragon eggs quickly and hoarding them really like a dragon. Defeat 12 of the Welsh Green, you'll get 6 snowdrops. Defeat 12 of the Peruvian Viper Tooth, you get some unicorn hair. Nice stuff. Defeat 10 Chinese Fireballs, you'll get a strong Extimulo Potion. Defeat 10 Antipodean Opalize, get 1 potent Extimulo Potion. Return 6 Dragon Egg Fragments to Oddities Page 3, and you'll get the Dada Book. Return 6 Dragon Egg Fragments to Oddities Page 4. You'll get another Dada Book. And the bonus rewards will be 3 Dada Books, 3 Red Books, 500 XP, 60 Gold Coins, and 30 Wizarding Energy. All right. So those are some of them. So in the bonus itself, we'll get that. We don't get a double bonus, and so we don't get tasks and a bonus unless they have an Easter egg in there. You know, the pieces here we'll be catching. We get the bonus global challenge piece. But in many ways, I think Niantic and WB may be feeling that this stuff is rewarding itself for people to do those pages. So anyway, this information also has been brought by WB and Niantic and the WooTuber community. So shout out to both of them there. Thanks again for this stuff. Let's go back to the office and look at that registry. Here we are. All right. So I got my magic special wand tablet. Here we go. Okay. So looking at that registry over here in the registry. So, you know, we're talking about, of course, the oddities page, and we get down to the dragon's oddity 3, Here we have the Chinese Fireball Dragon and the Antipodean Opali on this one on Oddities 3. And I went ahead and pushed a lot. I did buy keys last year during this event to really grind it out to get gold on both of the pages for the dragons. But with the event coming, you'll have a chance. If you haven't done that already, you'll be able to get that done. We are going to have to place those. Let me know, sir. Let's see. We are going to have to place those images, those egg fragments here. The fireball we had to place. I believe it is 6 on each page. It is 6 on 3 and 6 on page 4. So 6 of either the red and opal or any combination to get to 6 is what it sounds like. So you'll need to do that here. As well as I scroll down to the next one, Oddities 4. That's where we have the Commonwealth Green and the Peruvian Viper Tooth as the dragons. And then we have the Peruvian's Egg, which is the blue one, light blue one. And the Commonwealth Green Egg, which doesn't look green to me, but I don't know about you guys. So those two eggs, you'll have to get a combination of 6 there as well to get those going. And again, you'll have those chances to get those pages to gold, which will be a big treat because, you know, I mean, I know we don't get our, we only get our dragon for the most part, except when there's a special event. However, when you do get them and you're at gold, it really does help with those, those books and those field guides and all that stuff. So it's really nice. That's going to be a really nice way to stack up on all of that to kind of push your SOS tree and different things like that. So what are you thinking? Are you excited about it? My mic is so excited. It wants to just raise up in the air. So I'm excited when the dragons come. I mean, this is a big thing for all of us in the Harry Potter universe and in this game when the dragons are released. Kind of harkening back to that first annual event in Indianapolis, and that was so cool. And I still get somewhat excited when a dragon pops up on the screen, whatever. So let me know what you're thinking. Check us down. Let me know in the comments what you're thinking. And are you already at gold, or are you looking forward to what frame do you expect to get to if you're not at gold already? And when are we going to get a platinum frame? That's another question. For Niantic and WB as well. So let's check some of that stuff out and let me know what you're thinking. Also, remember once again, like this video, subscribe, smash that notification bell so you'll get my next video to prepare you for our next event and some live play stuff that I'm working on for you for Harry Potter, as well as checking us out. In the descriptions below, you'll find a link to my Twitch channel where I stream Harry Potter on the weekends, as well as extra times as bonus. And some other games, and you'll also find a link to my Discord channel where we got a lot of friendly, like-minded gamers types who want to hang out, get gamer news, talk about things, all the geek and sundry, and kind of go from there. So please give a follow over there. If you're listening on the podcast, welcome, and know the links to my YouTube are also down here so you can see the graphics if you would like to, and know that you can look for listener support to help me. Anyway, all this helps me, and thanks again. You guys take care, and cock-a-doodle-doo.